the complete works of William Shakespeare, as told by... Tonight's episode, King Henry VI, Part 3. Wow. If I were Larry King, describing King Henry VI, Part 3, I would say if there is one King Henry VI play that you see this season, make sure it's Part 3. It's Boffo. It's got more reversals in it than Othello. And not the play, but the board game or the game from Milton Bradley or... or whoever, it's sometimes called reversey. I mean, like, that's how many reversals you got in this thing. The play opens, I should say that it's written about 1592 to 1591, 1592, somewhere in there. It's written about the same time as King Henry VI, Part 2, in fact. I mean, it's sort of, they dovetail, obviously. Anyway, it opens with King Henry VI going to meet with the Duke of York, you know, he says, you know, we got to resolve this. I mean, you know, stop screwing around here. And the Duke of York says, look, you're the original usurper. Yes, yes, I'm accused of usurping the throne. But, you know, your line usurped it about 32 years ago. So, you know, for my family. So really, the person who really has a claim to the throne right now, in all truth and honesty, is me. And Henry is a little taken aback by that. And I think kind of gives in a little bit. And so he cuts a deal with the Duke of York whereby he will remain King Henry VI, and York's family will take over from him. So he effectively disinherits his own son from being able to serve as king. Queen Margaret, furious, unhappy. The prince of King Henry VI, Prince Edward, also unhappy. And Margaret is furious and says, "Well, screw this! I'm going to raise my own army, and we're gonna. I can't believe you did this to your son. No, we're not cutting this deal." So she raises an army and heads off. And York and his folks convince York that you don't need to stand by that oath. You know, you're the king. You always were the king, and you know, she's raising an army. You got to start fighting this. So. The battle is on, and what effectively happens is that the queen, a pretty good general, actually, described as an Amazon, she pretty much rides out and certainly takes things to York, and it seems like they're going to win. She captures the Duke of York, and they effectively torture him. The queen and Clifford especially torture him, and they sort of bait him with I love this in Shakespeare. They bear bait him. Constantly references to bear baiting, and it's one of the few things I remember from school way back when we first started reading Shakespeare, talking about bear baiting and how, you know, it was the big entertainment of the time. Anyway, they torture him and kill him. They stab him in sort of sequence, in sort of a killing of Julius Caesar kind of thing. So they put his head on a pike outside of York, which is a, you know, warning to everybody. All right, what follows is that there's a lot of reversals, and King the Duke of York's son Edward makes his claim to be the rightful heir then by the proclamation deal that they did with King Henry VI, and so they have supporters, and then the king's supporters, King Henry VI supporters have seem to have the upper hand, and it goes on and on and on and on. King Henry, meanwhile, is kind of just despondent. I mean, this isn't what he wants to do with his life. And there's this really nice scene at the beginning of Act 3, I believe, where he is sort of sitting and pondering what's gone on and how horrible it is and how he wishes he was just a shepherd. And they intercut that with a father who has slain his son on the other side and a son who's slain his father on the other side. And it's this nice little dramatic scene. Although that may be Act 2, Scene 5, or beginning of Act 3. Whatever the case, it's a great scene, and well worth reading and enjoying. Reversals. The Queen Margaret goes to France to plead with her cousin. In the meantime, Edward, who has now gained the upper hand and says that he's king, sends his ambassador to the king of France to broker a deal where now King Edward will marry the king of France's sister and gain an alliance that way and everything. And so it looks like that's what's going to happen until word comes from England that in fact King Edward has married somebody in England, Lady Grey. In a great scene, actually, where he seduces her and she refuses, and it's really good and well worth reading. But that's an insult to France, and France says, well, we're going to bash King Henry then, and then everybody's, you know, all gung-ho about King Henry then, including the ambassador that Edward sent, Warwick, who is insulted that this happened behind his back, that King Edward just went off and married somebody, and, you know, he's trying to broker a marriage here in France, and so he's furious. And so they return to England, and they seem to get the upper hand. But ultimately, not to spoil it, because there's a lot of reversals there in between, King Edward emerges victorious, and they kill Prince Edward, mainly Richard, who will eventually be Richard III, who is now the Duke of Gloucester, kills him, and they stab him sort of in sequence, somewhere in a parallel to the killing of the Duke of York. It's a great scene, lots of drama, lots of tension, it's really good. And then Richard goes to the Tower of London where King Henry is being killed, and they have this nice little tete-a-tete and nice little words back and forth, which are very good. Really cool scene where ultimately Richard kills King Henry VI, but not without there being foreshadowing for what Richard III eventually will do to England and what devastation he'll wrought. I don't know. Who cares? I've had a lot of interruptions recording this thing because it's been a nightmare here. Anyway, the few points that I of my favorite lines. Oh, it ends with King Edward then saying, "Oh, everything. We hope everything's gonna be fine. Let's have some revelry." And Richard III sort of plotting in the background to slaughter them all so that he can take the throne. Really cool. Great play. Some of my favorite lines, or one of my favorite lines anyway, is from Warwick, who when there's the tete-a-tetes at the right before the battle scenes. They say, well, why don't you pledge allegiance back to King Edward again? Because, come on, you keep switching sides anyway. And Warwick, who in the storyline, to prove his loyalty to Edward, agrees to have his daughter marry Prince Edward. So he's allied with them, clearly. Anyway, Warwick says, I had rather chop this hand off at a blow and with the other fling it at thy face, which I think is a great way to throw it back. This also is the play in which Richard as Gloucester has the line, I am myself alone, which is a nice sort of foreshadowing of what will happen in Richard III. Anyway, complete works of William Shakespeare, King Henry VI, Part 3. Great play. Great play.